This is a podcast from the U.S. Department of the Interior. Welcome to another episode in a series of podcasts for National Pollinator Week. This one coming to you from the U.S. Department of the Interior, Studio 7013. I'm Ron Tull. With us today, Carol Spurrier. She's a botanist with the Bureau of Land Management. We'll also hear from Scott Hoffman Black. He's the executive director of the Xerces Society, which is partnering with the Bureau of Land Management to work on pollinator issues on public lands.
Well, this podcast is a part of the North American Pollinator Protection Campaign Public Land Managers Task Force.
Carol, what can land managers do to manage differently, taking into consideration pollinators?
It's not so much that we really have to change anything. We can still do everything that we wanted to do before. We just think about it a little bit differently. For instance, with a burn or an herbicide treatment, we might want to think about doing it in patches or in steps rather than huge acreage at one time, so that there are always refugia or other places where the pollinators can retreat to and then come back. Often burns will produce flush of native grasses and forbs that are really beneficial to pollinators and really improve things from what it was before the burn.
And now on public lands, it's not just all about honeybees, but there are other kinds of pollinators that we don't think about, aren't there?
Especially on public lands in the Southwest. Bats are tied to agave and plants, and hummingbirds, they like those red tubular flowers and a lot of desert plants.
Scott Black from the Xerces Society, your organization is partnering with the Bureau of Land Management. Tell us about a project that you're working on of yet another pollinator that people don't hear too much about.
Right now, we're working with the BLM. The BLM has been a great partner in Southern Oregon on the conservation of a very rare pollinator called the marten skipper. It's a butterfly species, kind of small brown butterfly that is rarely found. We're working with the BLM simply to manage cows in a way that will not harm the species.
Scott, what do you think are some differences in land management practices on BLM lands as opposed to other organizations that are participating in the North American Pollinator Protection Campaign?
We work with land managers to really let them know that, number one, they don't need to write an environmental assessment for pollinators. They don't need to change their land management, per se, in a wholesale manner. What they need to do, really, is to take pollinators into consideration.
Carol, what are some other things that the Bureau of Land Management is doing as far as helping plants and pollinators?
Well, Seeds of Success is a program that BLM started in 2001 in cooperation with the Royal Botanic Gardens Kew Millennium Seed Bank Project, where we started a national collection of native plant species in the U.S. And one of the categories that we thought of when we started Seeds of Success were plants for pollinators. So plants that have good nectar sources or good pollen sources are targeted and things that we try to collect across the West. We've made probably over 5,000 seed collections since this started.
Thank you. This podcast is a production of Studio 7013 in the United States Department of the Interior Office of Communications. I'm Ron Tull, Washington.